Here's a good one. Clint Eastwood's movie Hereafter, which was inspired by us, melting titanium 40. Now, I don't know if any of this is true. It's just Ion telling us about this movie Hereafter, which is about a tsunami, and a lot of it is shot in Hawaii or something. It was Clint Eastwood, and Woody Harrelson was involved in it. And apparently Woody Harrelson had heard us on cash flow, and that led to an idea, and eventually Clint Eastwood produced it. So this is melting titanium number 40. I say it's cash flow. I'm whacked out. It's melting titanium. It's not cash flow, so that's erroneous. Okay.
This is cash flow number 40, recorded on January 12th, copyright 2010, New Grandview Incorporated, all rights reserved. And we're starting at 6 p.m. Hawaii time.
Greetings, melting titanium extravaganza. Welcome everyone, welcome every all, welcome all those in your vast abounding wax and wane with the contrast that is your reality of your existence. Join us now as we'd like to play. This is our specialty, is our ESP show with our host, Bob and Carolyn. It's always great fun.
Here comes the music.
Let's have some rap.
Boom, cha boom, ba boom, cha boom, ba boom, ba boom, cha boom, ba boom, boom. That's all my physical can do. Y'all gotta do the run.
So the other song is Everything's Coming Up Roses and Last Resort. So Ion, I have an opening theme for you. Just came home today after experiencing the biggest waves on Maui. For me, you know, the biggest body surfing waves, and because...
Imagine that.
And the extra point is that there were so many of them. You didn't have to wait for sets. Mm-hmm. They just kept flowing in, huge ones. And there were even fin users there in our beach. They don't usually do that in our beach.
They were even what? I'm sorry, we heard you.
Fin users. Buoys, board surfers who use fins.
Yes, that's what we thought. But we were thinking, wait a second, that's silly. But, yeah.
So that was unique. Never seen that before on our beach. But I come home, and there is an announcement in the local newspaper that Clint Eastwood, today, tomorrow, and Thursday, is filming a movie called Tsunami, which is about a big wave hitting West Maui, where we are.
Yeah.
Could Ion have been picking up on the movie rather than any other aspects of the wave that was...
No. Explain that.
Yeah.
Vice versa, quid pro quo. It becomes they got it from listening to your show.
That damn group, those St. Germain Collective, added those
well,
in the brain.
We copyright everything. We absolutely can. And then you, like the high school girls, give it away for free. So then what are you going to do?
So what? They didn't know that there was a wave coming here until they heard us?
That's what you asked and we answered, Bob. Are you asking it again?
All right, so Clint, we know where Clint lives. He lives just to the left of Polo Beach, where we go. The beach I'm talking about, he's right around the corner, 100
yeah.
yards from it or something.
Yeah.
So he didn't hear it, but others heard it that fed it to Clint.
Question?
Did they feed it to Clint?
No. He doesn't write the movies. He replaced them.
That's what I meant. They fed it to somebody who then ordered up Clint to do it. It's his neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So they picked it up from us. Okay.
And the movie is called Hereafter.
Oh, geez. That's even more pointing to us. The Hereafter. That's Ion. They might as well just call it Ion.
Well, now you do understand. We absolutely big believers in the Hereafter. Your human creators are too. We can prove it. Would you like to?
Yeah. Let's hear the proof that you're showing us today.
A lot of the elderly folks, they get up and they're stirring around. They asked them if they believed in the afterlife, and they said, yes, we know that there is a hereafter. And they said, okay, how can you prove it? And they said, well, every time I get up and I go to the refrigerator to open the door, I go, what is it I'm here after?
We've heard that joke before, Ion. Mm-hmm. You get a new version of proving the hereafter?
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Okay, so
the oldies but goodies.
So you leave us hanging. The hereafter has not been proven once again.
Science reigns supreme.
Well, that's because you human creators have got to sift it out for yourself.
All right. So if the people involved heard it from us and then thought of a movie, could they justify it by saying if the people see the movie, they have the experience, and then that assuages their need to have an experience? Or is it vice versa? They have a movie, and the vice versa would be they have a movie, and they say, well, I want to see the real thing. And then that energizes the operation even more.
No, they typically have a thought, and they think, I want some nut pate. And then when they get to the meat box to open it up, they forgot what it was they were after. So they forgot what they were here after. But they sometimes remember that they were going to the meat box to get nut pate. But sometimes they don't. And when they don't, that's what validates the hereafter. Yes, that's it.
That's not it. That's not... You know what you see, Connie. Connie's going to bed early tonight.
You just lost all your cred with that.
Ours was just as good as Bob's. They watch the movie and didn't want to see it, and they want to see it, so they make a movie about it. Well, ours had just as much validity in that kind of
thing. Oh, no, it didn't.
It's shocking, but it was valid.
Okay, look, let's be sober here.
Okay.
Obviously,
try as we may.
Silly. No, this is a responsible show dedicated to the hereafter and the preservation of the guff until... We don't need the guff anymore, so your days are numbered, Ion. Remember that. As soon as we get hip enough, we don't need a guff. You can join us.
My dear wife, Esther, may she rest in peace till I get there.
Okay, so that is the end of the Clint Eastwood section. There's a little bit more, but we go into the Philippines volcano. So I think I'll play some of that. In December 2009, there was a lot of activity going on around the Philippines. So Ion gives an update, and then we do a little bit more on the movie, and then we talk about Avatar. So.
You got these Philippine volcanoes waiting. Now, Ion has stressed the human creators will activate them or not, depending.
Well, then the depending is pretty much sealed. It's just whether you allow it in your experience individually or not. It's been sealed. It's done.
Oh, I see. These things are...
Thought we might hit a chord there.
Okay. In other words, there's an escape clause.
No, it's not an escape clause. It is. It's sealed.
That's what I mean. It's going to happen, but the issue is whether one oneself experiences it.
No, where you allow it into your reality.
Yeah, whether you allow it or not.
Balloon Boy didn't get allowed in people's reality, so it was not.
That's right.
It was.
But he was parallel world riff riding, you know?
Yes, indeed.
To allow it into your experience is one thing, but if you don't want to allow it into your experience, you cannot resist it.
Certainly you can. It just doesn't serve you well.
That's what I mean. You'll end up experiencing it.
Correct. But that's not a bad thing. You could be on the top of it. Hey, if you're behind...
That's not a good thing. You're on top. What a great body surgery. You crashed into the
ground. There may not be anybody left for you to thank for the fish, but it's a great ride.
Yeah, as you shear off the roof, you personally shear off the roof of the Grand Wilaya.
It's going one way or the other, Bob.
So the Philippines volcano, the alert level is down to number 2, so it's easing right back.
Good.
It's sealed, Carolyn. It will blow, Ion is saying.
Well, we don't know that.
No, that's what
maybe
that's
us
what
human... Us human creators have shifted it.
It's been sealed. Ion just said it was sealed. Now, is that what you meant was sealed, Ion?
Yes.
It's going to blow, right?
It's blown.
Oh, it's blown. It already happened. Now we have to see who tunes into it.
Or did it blow on the other world?
Nope.
It already blew, you mean a month ago?
It is blown.
That was a month ago.
No, past pluperfect tense. For what you call future.
The past pluperfect is, it had been. It had been. You know, I've
correct.
Been dealing with that in session 41.
Yes, thank you. That's why we had to come back to there, so that's where you were.
It does, the coulda, shoulda, mudda, might have.
Buddha.
It's sort of part of the definition. You can look it up, Carolyn, but it's still just the past. He had been, it's too bad. It's hard to say what it is. It's like, I had been there, he said. Maybe something like that. I don't know how to describe it. Maybe, it's not really clear on the 41. Even Kevin looks at
that. That's why we were trying to open it up for the ESP listeners. Maybe we have some grammatically, syntactically correct teachers that could maybe help you with these parts of speech, Bob.
Yeah.
The boo perfect is where the consequence of some event is associated with that event during a narration in the past tense.
Thank you. Yes.
He saw that the door had opened and
correct.
Children were running through it. So in the past, he saw something that had happened.
Now, what would be the past blue perfect? That's blue perfect. He might have seen that the door should have been open had he gone through it.
No. Should. Can't be should.
He might have
past.
Seen.
Well, no, never mind.
You am I on the right track by saying he might have seen?
No.
That's the subjunctive clauses?
That's correct.
Subjunctive.
Now they're just giving me pluperfect. They don't want to go into past pluperfect.
Correct. But give the definition of pluperfect again.
It's where the consequence of some event is associated with that event during a narration in the past tense.
Good. So a past pluperfect would be a present narration of then the rest of the definition.
A present narration.
Of something that occurred in the past.
What was the word narration? Isn't it a present narration in... It's a past narration?
The pluperfect consequence of some event is associated with that event during a narration in the past tense. So what it is, a past pluperfect is the narration in the present tense.
Of a future event that's already occurred. Or the narration thereof.
So how would you give an example? He saw that the door had been opened. Okay, that's the pluperfect. He saw that the door had been opened. Now, what would be what we're trying to say, past pluperfect? I'm seeing that the door might have been opened, could have been opened.
Maybe let's try this. This may give you a little easing up. I knew in my faint memory that I had seen the door had been open.
I knew. You start off, I knew. That's present tense.
From a narrative standpoint. Now, we're not trying to beat it to death. We're
Okay. Can you just repeat what I read? What
I got it.
I knew.
I knew in my faint memory that I had seen the door had been opened.
Now that's past pluperfect. Okay, so a bunch of heads.
Yeah, it really messes you up, doesn't it?
Yeah, so now the volcano is in the past pluperfect. I knew that it had happened. I don't know. I knew that it had happened. How do you get the two heads in there, Carol? Like there was two heads in that sentence you read.
I knew in my faint memory that I had seen the door had been opened.
Oh, it's only one
you can
head.
Say that had been opened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's I had seen the door that had been opened.
Or I had seen that the door had been opened.
So Ion says, I knew that the volcano had been opened. No, Ion had seen that the volcano had happened. That's what Ion's saying.
That's just pluperfect.
No, I knew. Past pluperfect. Ion knew that Ion had seen that the volcano had happened. So where is this past pluperfect situation going to lead to? I don't know how that relates to the interplay of past, present, future. So when you say Ion had happened, we have to ask, do you mean it happened a month ago when it did blow up?
No.
So it's already happened bigger than what happened a month ago. It's bigger.
But it's not the one that we described.
There's a bigger one. I'm assuming the one you're describing is bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And it's already happened. So we know everything's already happened. So that happened.
I don't know where you're going to go because the volcano has blown.
What's that an example? That's past pluperfect?
Mm-hmm.
Has it happened in a parallel world?
No.
It's happened here, but nobody's registered it.
Mm-hmm. It was like the time when J.W. kept telling us that something happened here. Oh, that big flooding.
Happened in Maui.
Yeah, happened in Maui, and it didn't happen on us.
Is it relevant to ask where this happened?
Right here.
Hmm. And how come we haven't perceived it yet?
Because you haven't allowed it in your experience.
So we have to allow it.
There's lots of things we've told you you've not allowed in your experience.
Yeah. You couldn't allow it in your experience unless you already knew it. There's that
yes,
kind.
You can. How is anything gets in your experience?
Everything gets in your experience because you have already experienced it in the future.
How?
I don't know. That's what we're doing.
You have to allow it.
Well, we don't want a volcano or a tsunami, so I'm not going to allow it.
Very good. Well, don't push against it then, or you will.
But just
don't give it any attention. That's the relaxed part of relax and allow.
Mm-hmm.
You just relax and allow well-being. And it can still blow because it already has, and it can be a mess because it already is, but it doesn't have to be your mess and your world and your reality.
So it already happened because everything has already happened.
We like where you're going with this. You're off just a tad because you're adding time perspective to reality. And we don't play that. But you're very close to the premise of the understanding. You want to clean it up a bit?
Who's close?
Bob's close.
Okay.
You're doing it. You don't care. It didn't make any difference what we say. You know that's different.
Mm-hmm.
Carolyn.
Well, we're talking about this because the newspaper article was sitting there, and Carolyn worried about it.
I didn't. I found the article. I showed it to Bob, and I said, hey, look, is this the wave, or is this going to get people focused on bringing a wave, and how much is the media affecting bringing things like this to Maui?
Now you're on to something, Carolyn.
So the media is creating a tsunami.
2012 is creating all of the
2012
shmoo of 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yes.
It's the media is affecting the world of
well, thought. Now we're answering yes, and we have, so that's good. Now, let's take the next level. Or, let's give an alternative. Or, is the media picking up on this conundrum that's very interesting to human creators who would then pay their money checks to the movie house to go see this flick? You see, because it's got to have a resonance. Because there's lots of movies made that no one goes to see. And just because you spend $500 million on it doesn't make it the best movie ever made. But it's already made $500 million already. It made $500 million overnight. Avatar is what we're speaking of. It made $500 million overnight, and now people are wondering whether they like the movie or not.
Some are contemplating suicide from it.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Well, it's the only way out, Bob, so yeah, it's a good idea.
Okay, well, we'll go that street. They are getting
They're getting depressed because they're watching the movie, and it's such paradise for their brains that when they're outside the movie, they miss it.
Oh, but that's wonderful. Think about that. Now, we're not pushing against, you know, don't sue us for suicide. think about it just a second. If you get introduced into an idea, sometimes some may call it an ideology, in which you can be, do, or have a larger dynamic than you accept that you can do, be, or have, it most absolutely would cause contrast.
Mm-hmm.
It would almost force you into a less than place. Well, less than places are marvelous because that provides contrast. And contrast, either if you don't off yourself, because you're off one way or the other, but even if you don't off yourself, you can find yourself into a new reality. And we don't have an issue or a problem with Avatar. interesting. Well, we love the concept of it because it's going to light up your human creators into a new realm, even however contrasting.
The director, he did the, you know, a couple of other big ones. Is he in the mind frame of this avatar? Has he kind of enlightened himself somewhat in his world?
We would love to be able to say yes, but computer says no.
What got him to do this type of movie? Money. Did someone come to him with the idea?
Of course.
Did he realize it would be a hopeful thing for the population?
Didn't care.
Why did he think it would make money?
Because it lines up with the disdain that most Americans, and that was the market that it was driven for, didn't realize it would be a worldwide hit, but knew that it would drive most Americans into this Isle of Sodor or Hogwarts or surreality. Real reality. Wow. It would be an alternative to my life really sucks and how can I feel better about my world? Well, I can't. Okay, then have another world. Mm-hmm. See? And if you do it that way, okay, that's good. But then they get all upset because they can't get to that world. So they go, well, I'll have to commit suicide to get there. And we say, absolutely. But you certainly don't have to, too. Certainly don't have to. It's your choice, you see. It wouldn't make it any softer if we said, oh, no, whatever you do, don't go see that movie because it'll make you question your reality and you'll long soul for that kingdom far, far out, that kingdom of heaven, that you'll want to go there and you'll want to kiss this world goodbye and all the cares and strife and worries will be over and you can get to heaven and everybody will be happy over there. Well, then everybody turn and go, well, not. And they just turn that right back around. So, you know, it's kind of cheeky either way you go. So we like the contrast. We like it. We think it's wonderful. You know, it may suck for others, but that's all right. They'll get over it or not. You know, what you gonna do? No, don't go see it. Well, then everybody's going to go see it. Or yes, you have to see it. It's a must see. Well, no, it's not. I don't have to do anything. Okay. Either way, the individual human creators will play with it. And now, see, everybody's just pushed to go see it. Gosh, this is the biggest movie, the most expensive movie ever. It's Gone with the Wind. We have to go see it because it made $1 billion in a day. Mm-hmm. Well, anything that brings $1 billion in a day, we better give it our undivided attention. Got to have a Mac. It's the only one to play with.
So even though some people say it's a very positive movie, is there surprise that people are getting depressed about it?
No, some people get depressed with paradise.
Okay, well, it goes on and on about that. So we will move into another topic. Now, this is about the relationship between thought and language.
But they're using language in their mind.
No, they're not. There is no language in the mind.
Oh, what are they doing? How do they register?
The communication has nothing to do with the words, Bob.
Yeah, I'm talking about thought and the content of words.
Well, but
thought.
You're not talking about thought. You're talking about language.
Yeah, and you mean
language
by that spoken, you mean externally spoken.
Language word. Is not thought.
Oh, you're telling me. I'm the expert on that stuff.
Well, imagine that.
Yeah, okay, so I'm just checking to see if you mean that. You mean that language, externally spoken language, is not thought, right?
It gives you many more venereal diseases than your penis.
What? Spoken words?
Yes.
Yeah, well, then we could get into a discussion. Well, how close is thought to the spoken word? Now, the serpents are not.
Not at all.
But then, therefore, you can't hear thought.
You don't hear the words. You don't understand them. Even when they're clear and they're your own words, you forget what you're talking about.
Wait. You're talking about the external words. I'm talking about thought.
Thoughts are not communicated through written or verbal words.
Right, and it's that nebulous world of thought that humans can't put a finger on.
They do put a finger on it, and when they do put a finger on it, and
not sure there's a lot in that sentence. I don't know the implications of all that. All right, let's try to go back to your point about, okay, so I know sort of, know it on a general level that the show's going to happen tomorrow. What's it got to do with Past Blue Perfect and whatever the heck we were talking about that brought up this?
You're trying to figure out why you don't know that the earthquake hasn't happened yet. And we said, well, it has. And you said, well, I don't know that.
Right. Okay. So what, we've gone through this whole knowing of tomorrow's event. Has that got something to do with knowing the earthquake?
Yes.
Or the volcano? How does that relate? How does it relate, as you say it does?
Well, it relates by virtue of in a timeless notion. A timeless notion. It's been sealed that that particular event is. Okay? Now, tomorrow's cash flow show also has been sealed. It is. Mm-hmm. And that's whether anybody shows up for it or not, including James, you, JW, Carolyn. Anybody shows up, it still is.
If we don't show up, it still is.
That's correct.
And why is it is?
Because it's already been worked out through the labyrinth of your individual minds.
Okay, so it's been worked out in the labyrinth of our minds. Does that mean anything to you, Carolyn?
It's like our minds created down a certain conduit and bringing it into some form of reality.
No, not some form, into the reality.
Into the reality, right.
Yeah, because that's the thing. Because here you go. Now think about this. Now this is great, Bob. This is the essence of your life's work. This is what you've been about all along.
What is thought?
No, screw that. No,
that's what I'm...
Applying thought into your cohesive knowing and reality. Without the words. The words get you crossways. The words you forget. But the feeling place that brings you to the thought is what the essence of creation is and is about. Or you'd say about. Because this is where all your bodies got born from.
I don't know what this is referred to. Does it refer to?
See, that's those damned words again.
So this is, were you referring to thought? I see we've lost the thread. You were trying to make a big point. We've lost.
We did. You
this is
it.
Where all your bodies get born from.
What did it get born from?
I told you the essence of the thought that allowed it into a creation, not the words. Your words didn't create the body.
And we don't know what thought is. We can't hear it.
Yes, you can.
Oh, we can, okay.
The only thing you listen to.
You can only listen to your own thoughts.
Your words don't get the food on the counter.
So you can't hear other people's thoughts.
Yes, you can. Had the food. Did you ask for the food to get on the counter tonight? No. Did you use words to get the food on the counter tonight?
I don't think so.
Okay, then how did it get there?
Through habit, ritual.
Oh, okay. That's what you want to call it? Okay, that's fine. But guess what it really was?
What?
Thought.
Okay, good. Gotcha.
Good. Very good.
Well, we don't know what thought is if we use words.
Yes, we do. Thought's what makes the Snicker bars jump in the meat box. Do you physically beg for Snicker bars? No.
Carolyn, you come in here and throw in your questions. I appreciate you responding, trying to figure out what I was talking about. Why just have me trying to figure it out?
Where we are at now is at the place where we should be saying there is no time, so everything...
No. That'll make time. By pushing against it, that'll make it more active.
Right. So we're at the stage of no time. And what that is supposed to do in going into any dynamic of an earthquake or whatever, then our thought about it maybe occurring then can just as easily say, well, it has occurred. And I guess that's what Ion is trying to say.
No, not at all.
Okay,
not
then I don't get it.
Okay, that's
good.
Right.
I'm glad someone else was in the same dilemma.
Okay, everything that you're going to experience, going to experience, has already been worked out in your mind. Otherwise, you won't allow it in your experience. We're not talking about ordination or preordained or predestined, okay? That's not what we're saying. That's not what we're alluding to. What we're saying is there's nothing that comes into your notion, into your experience, until you think it. Nothing, no thing happens till you think it.
And you can't figure out in human terms, in time terms, when you thought it.
Good, because there is no time. Very right. Good.
So you can't figure out when you thought it, Carol.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't need to, because you did. So if something shows up, if the food jumps on the counter, then you must have thought it. Otherwise, it wouldn't be.
So then one would start allowing thinking happening. Allowing a lot of thoughts to be thought.
Well,
that would make sure it happened.
That's what you do. Then you don't give it any attention. You think it and then go, nah, I ain't having all that, blah, blah, blah. That's with words, not with thought. You get it focused in your mind. You dance with it in your mind. You play with it in your mind. You think about it in your mind. And then you listen to words and see what the words match up with what you're thinking. You use language to match up to what you're thinking. And if it matches, then you get it. And if it doesn't, then you don't. And if it takes 2 minutes or 20 million millennia, it'd make any difference to you because you want to make it line up with what you think.
You want to make your words line up with what you think.
You want our words to line up with what you think.
Well, we were talking about our own words when you said, nah.
Well, but there's no difference, you see.
Well, that's where the train of thinking was going to. You were making a distinction between when you go, nah, I'm not going to have it. I'm assuming that was verbally expressed.
Can be, yes, you do that.
If it was just thought, does it influence what you're nahing about?
Depends on if it's fully developed or not. If it's fully developed, then it's a flow that you can embrace. Now, I've got to say something here that I'll say very general, very, very, very general, because we keep our ideas, or JW's ideas, to himself until they're fully developed.
Mm.
But you've had conversation regarding this. Okay, in the future events that are to be, mm-hmm. which you are aware of, you don't have to say what they are.
Right.
You've discussed some of those, you know some of those, you don't know every dynamic of it, but you have a very broad understanding of that dynamic that we have thoroughly discussed. So, you think that, and then you go, well, and then you go, well, I don't know, it's okay, sounds good, I mean, I don't have to do it, so, well, okay, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I can, that'll be fun, that'll be easy, that'll be nice, I can enjoy that, I'll allow that. Okay, now, you've had an opportunity to think about it. But if the phone rang and they said, you know this interesting thing that you've been thinking about? Well, here it is. Come by and we'll give you a grand tour. And you say, you'd say, wait a second. You'd go, wait a minute. Is this an email from the country of Nigeria? Wait a minute. I don't know about this. Hold on. Whoa, what? I don't know.
I would check out with some people. And
well, you'd check out and run out of your reality.
I would?
Yeah, you say nah, and then you undo it.
You're predicting I would react that way.
Bob, it's an example.
Yes, unless you've had the opportunity to think about it, then it wouldn't be odd for
you. Oh, wait, okay. I've been thinking about it. I know it's going to happen. I get the phone call.
You know it's going to happen.
And I get the phone call. Why would I have a problem with it?
You wouldn't have a problem with it if you've had a chance to think about it.
Which we were saying I did.
No, you were saying if it came out of the blue.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you made that.
Then you'd be going.
Yeah, I got you.
Is this an email from Nigeria?
Okay.
You know? Yeah, you want my personal information so you can give me my money check. So, but otherwise, if you understood it, and understood that dynamic for it to actually show up would not be foreign to you.
It would not be foreign to it if I was had experienced it through thought and some concrete realities about it.
Of course. Actually, you'd be looking forward to it coming into your experience. Okay, that's thought. You don't have to say a single word. we've thought about it just in discussing it now and hadn't said a word.
Right.
But you knew what we were referring to. We knew that you knew what we were referring to. No words were spoken that meant anything, and yet we were all synced up thinking about the same thing. And that's the assurance and all that's required for every creation, including earthquakes.
It does require more than one person syncing up?
No, it does not. But it's more vibrant when you have multi folks participating.
Right. Whatever anybody thinks.
200 million on it and then see what happens.
Yeah, so whatever anybody thinks, it will happen.
That is creation. That's and if they don't think it, it won't.
And thought just pours into people's souls.
And then that shows up as a manifested reality, and then the stock market falls, and then they lose their house, and then there is no money, and then they lose their job, and then they
okay, we got that, yeah. So you're saying, maybe most humans would agree with it, that thought, the streaming of thought in your soul, creates everything. Okay, then it becomes a question, whose thoughts gets top billing and happens?
No. Everyone individually gets top billing for their individual thoughts.
Okay, we stopped it there. I'm going to move it forward to another area. This is Ion explaining, talking about the now.
I still don't know. If someone asked me what causes an earthquake, I'd say the human creators, and then they'd say, well, how's that work? I have no clue on the original dilemma. I have not been helped on how the Philippines happened. Well, like we have to allow it to know it.
If you could just, no, you don't. Just wait a second. If you could just take this one sentence, you want to know how to answer the question, right?
No, not that. I want to understand the original thing I do. I have not learned how to understand the fact that the Philippines has already happened, and then I've got to go through some process to know it.
Then here you go. Easy. There is no future. There is no past. There's only now. So anything that's going to happen or has happened or is happening has got to be in your now. Period.
But we alter the frequencies from our allowing potential capacity.
And that has nothing to do with time.
Okay, I got that.
So that's how you explain it.
Has everything happened? Every possible, there's a variation of, there's the zone, the frequency where the earthquake doesn't happen. There's the frequency where the earthquake does happen. Okay? They all cancel each other out unless our frequency does something with it.
Embraces it.
And Ion can't say who's going to dominate over the earthquake issue, because if we say it, it'll create the opposite effect, the contrarian effect. So,
that's correct.
Ion can't say what's going to happen. And so nothing, the wave is not going to happen. Oh, it might not happen. But Ion seems to say, when we did the 2012 thing for our special melting titanium, you said, all this nonsense that everybody's projecting on it, it's not going to happen. But there is a change in the magma happening right now.
Sure. So that I mean to do with 2012.
Right, it's just what's happening now. And that's going to cause things, not the date.
Good.
Here's what's interesting. The magma causing things happening right now, the 2012 symptoms, which aren't caused by the date 2012, is there any way they won't happen? Because everything's happening, including the not happening of the magma changes.
That is a possibility. It is a possibility. But if you suppress it and straighten it out in one place, sometimes it has a way of squirting out somewhere else.
Okay, well, this gets a good focus. In other words, it's going to happen. What is the causation of what is inevitably going to happen?
The individual human creators embrace.
So we're not being affected by the 13,000 year cycle, though sometimes Ion says we are.
It's up to you, but no, the numbered cycle doesn't have anything to do with it. It is a cycle, but that's only because there's no future, there's no past.
A cycle is a characteristic of a condition when there's no past, present, or future.
That is correct. And if you get stuck, if the human creator gets stuck, then what does history say? Then if you don't understand your past, you're doomed to experience it again in your future. If that's the case, if the Victrola needle is hung, then it's just going to keep going.
Oh, yeah, you have mentioned the turning wheels or the cycles. So there are cycles.
like on my chart, I call them Orphan Baroque Spirals or something like that, Baroque Orphans. Anyways, there are cycles.
Felter.
Felter?
Felter.
Mm-hmm. What's that mean, Felter?
Felter, as in bastard.
V-E-L-T-E-R, Felter?
Mm-hmm.
That's a technical term for cycles?
No, it's a technical term for your chart.
Belters, I don't know. Okay, that's a cycle.
Baroque, carved to death, cycles, circles.
It's Orphic Baroque Spirals. That's the title. But belter is a technical term in studying Baroque art or something?
Yeah.
It's a technical art term.
Yeah.
Anyways, the cycle is the way human... Because I used to think if there's no time, then there's no seasons. But I tend to say, no, there will be seasonal seasons because humans prefer the cycles, and Ion does not consider cycles time. Okay?
No, they're not.
But there's this duration.
No, there's not.
Well, it's a change.
Change is not a duration.
There's fall, winter, what is it? Fall, winter, spring, summer.
But you can't even get that exactly straight.
Yeah, but there's changes in weather.
Not in Maui.
There's no cycles in Maui?
Probably.
Not in the weather. Okay, and we're trying to stay. Everything's a rabbit hole. It becomes a bit of nothing and cancels. Okay, so there are
cycles. If you attach time and cycles of 13,000 years and how long a day is and how long a month is and how'd you do last week and how you doing when you're timed this month, well, when you do it like that, you're right. It is a rabbit hole and you're screwed.
Okay, so the word cycles, that implies time and duration for most minds. Let's come up with another word. Like I was going to say that cycles
rule.
Yeah, cycles rule because humans perceive in the physical things in cycles. It's just the way our perception
works. That's the setting up for their future experience. Uh-oh, there's not one of those, remember? So now your future is doomed to your past. Well, your past changes. It changes. The world was flat.
Yeah.
This
might help. I was saying to Carolyn today that the way one's mind works, like you talked about, are we going to have a show tomorrow? Yes, I think I'll have a show tomorrow because based on past knowing that every Wednesday we have a show. So the interplay of past, present, future in the normal consciousness of a human being affect each other. Future affects the past affects the future. Inner knowing, called the drama of cognition. Ion is saying that personal cognitive process that a human being does can be extrapolated into macro levels where Egyptian guys are dropping pyramids back in the past. They're acting it out on a larger level. So the common denominator is the oscillation between past, present, future. That's common to all consciousness or human consciousness and micro and macro levels. So that's the common denominator. I sort of get that. We can call that a typical or a cycle. It's actually, yeah, it's cycling. When I think about tomorrow, I cycle back. Yeah, it used to happen on Wednesday, so probably going to happen tomorrow. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's the way you think. So that would be the way weather happens or cycles happen.
Mm-hmm.
And they could change. You don't put time on it. So, so typicalness, the ritual of existence, you could call it a cycle. Now, why were we bringing this up? Let's go back 5 minutes. Why did cycles come up? We were talking about time or something. Or why did we, do you remember why we were talking about cycles?
The parallel between human creators and the fatalism.
No, those weren't brought up. I'm trying to remember why we were describing, earthquakes, the predictions. Oh, yeah, the...
Fatalists, and that's what that was about.
Oh, yeah, the inevitableness. The inevitableness of the change in matter is not based on time, but it's based on cycles, and cycles are not necessarily what we think cycles are. Okay, so that would come to why are we going to have this earthquake? Now that we know all the factors, there's no time, and there's the weird typicalness going on, why is it going to happen?
Well,
because you did say, well, yeah, Bob, we could all get cool and stop it, but it's not likely. So
Correct. It's
going to happen.
Correct.
So why is it going to happen? What is the factor that makes it going to happen?
because the needles hung on the Victrola. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to get up and move the needle, so it stays there until you scratch the record.
What is making you perceive that the needle's stuck? Are we bored? We want this disruption. In other words, this disruption is going to happen because human wants it. It's the only way to get throw out the chip body and all this routine that's happened.
Very good, very good.
So humans know this. They all know. Like everybody, there's different ways people say it. Something's got to give. We can't go out of this mess forever. This something's got to go. Something's got to blow. And we're back 4 years ago. You can't have houses being sold like this. You know, everybody flipping their houses. Something's going to crash. That is the common denominator in human things. And people want this collapse or want this blow up. That's why it's going to happen, because we've had enough. So humans always throw off the trappings, the locks, the prison. They throw it off. They create disruption and kills a lot of people, but they throw it off.
Of course.
And that's not based on democracy or how educated people is. It's based on the typical reality of human souls in the physical. They've been that way for stacked up nows.
For now. Mm-hmm. They've been that way for now.
They always are that way. Some people are saying we need this this thing. We need it because God's mad. You know, they put in all these concepts, all these different interpretations about why the apocalypse or Armageddon is going to happen. Those are not the reasons. They happen because it's natural. It's natural, which is cyclical, which is typical, which is...
Absolutely.
It's just a natural thing. So when it's going to happen is changeable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's already happened, because it always happens.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right, so now we're getting some basic points here, I think, after 9 months. It happens because it's normal. It's the oscillation of past, present, and future in the mind registering existence here.
Marvelous.
Yeah, I probably could go on, but we'll end with that. And so how's the audience? Do they like that? Those that stayed?
Yeah. Sure. It's great time.
All right, then. I am complete.